Giles, not a great day, really, was it?
No, dear, obviously a disappointing day. Where I thought we came out and bowled well on the back of yesterday. I thought the boys stuck to their task yesterday well and finished them off this morning. But obviously we lost a lot of wickets. They're 12 of our wickets and I think 16 in the day. So there's lots happened today. The game's moved forward and we've been on the wrong end of it, unfortunately.
So why is 6 wickets falling yesterday and so many today?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a variable bounce there. We had one of those phases of play where we lost a lot of wickets in a rush, which obviously never helps. Put us in a poor position. We never recovered. So, look, we've got it all to do tomorrow. I think one maybe glimmer of hope is that we have been asked to follow on, and if we can work our way towards 350, give us a chance. But obviously, we're a long way off that at the moment.
One or two balls seem to sort of bounce a bit unexpected off a length, especially bowling from the pavilion end towards the north.
Yeah, which is unusual, isn't it? Here, you know, it's not something we've seen for quite a while. Back, maybe when I played, the wicket did that a bit. But look, it's generally been a fantastic cricket wicket here. This one has proved tough to bat on today. So it certainly against a new ball. I think a new ball's tough, and when the ball gets a little bit older, it becomes more manageable. So our job tomorrow morning is to get through the new ball, and then if we get into a position where we're facing an older ball, we can hopefully get ourselves into a position where we can get ourselves back into that game.
I mean, did that affect the batting? I mean, a couple of boys, there was Sean Terry, there was Adam Wheater out, not actually playing a shot. I mean, when the ball is sort of just off a length there a little bit, is it affecting psychologically the batting?
It's difficult to talk for the players, but I think when there is movement, whether it's in the air or off the wicket, it does have an effect on batsmen, and that's part of batsmanship, isn't it? Dealing with those different variables and how your thought process is when you're out there batting.
I mean, this is a game you don't really want to lose, is it? Because they've been struggling a little bit as well. But with 2 days left, it's an awful lot to do.
There is a lot to do. We're fully aware of that. And what we'll be asking the players to do is turn up tomorrow and give it their all, as they always do. So that will be no different tomorrow. And if we get in a position where we can get ahead of them, get 100 and 140 ahead, then I think we're in with a chance. But that's obviously a long way off now.